Okay, so we're in the middle of Tefillas Kehillah, actually in the beginning. So the first thing we started with was what is the chiyuv of Tefillas Kehillah. So just to bring up a shaila that came up, there's in America there's the phenomena of the Keurig machine, and right? It hasn't made it here yet. The K cups and all that, yeah. Yeah, they don't have the cups that you could. They have, yeah, they have the machines. They have espresso cups.
I think espresso cups.
Yeah. Okay. So delay. Now it's cups.
Capsules.
I don't know what to call them. Capsules. They have it there. Okay. So they have it here now. So the question is, being tevel such a kli. So I'm not again going to get into the shayla if you have to tevel or not. That's a whole shayla for a little bit later on. But the question was that this person worked in an office, and the person was not tevel it. Now, tailing it for whatever reason, he was semichan either because it's going to break, and because there's an electronic chip inside, and all different reasons why he didn't want to be tailed. And didn't want to be tailed. The question was: this person works in the office, and he wants to know: is he allowed to use the machine? Because it's vaday not tovel. And let's say he held, or a lot of places can hold that it needs to be tailed. So what does he do? So see what we learned last week from Hashem, but 2 days ago from Hashem Zalman. Hashem Zalman said that the chi of tefillah is only on the person who had the problem. Sorry, the isser of using it is only from the person if the person has a shayach to be able to be tevelit. If he can't be tevelit for whatever reason, if they're not going to allow him to v'chulei, then he's allowed to use it. So to here, you go to someone else's house.
That's easy. You lose the warranty.
Yeah. So then. Doesn't make it not that you don't have to table it. It could break also. Breaking is not a heter. We'll see. There could be other heter, but the fact that it could break, as most places can do not say that is a heter for not having to be tabled.
And it's gonna break by you putting it in the water.
Yeah. It's a kli that's mechayev in tefillah. Doesn't say anywhere that because it's going to break. We'll see. There could be other snifim lahater, which we'll get to soon. And I don't know if we'll talk about it today, but we have other. But al kapanim, if the person who's using it is not mechuyev netfilah, so there's no issur shtamshus. So if you're in someone else's house or in an office where the owner has the chiyuv of being tevelit, so you're still allowed to use it even if you weren't tevelit. Okay, so now we started talking about the type. What? No. The Harama maybe, but probably.
You have a feeling on Shabbos that you
want to talk about. So they talk about it. It's still there. It's mitzad the isser that you can't use it. I mean, mitzad tefilas kelim. There's still a chiyuv, so they wouldn't be allowed to. Even though today now you can't. Yeah. Right, so now we talked about the different types of kelim that are mechuyev. Tefillah, the pasuk says six different types of metals, and the shaila was that we talked about was whether all other types of metals are. Most places can say that even midoraisa, all other types of metals are. Ramesha was of the opinion that it's mechuyev in tefillah, aluminum, just he said it would be only derabbanan. Then the last thing we spoke about was glass. The glass of Ad is mechuyev and tefillas kelim. It's mechuyev and tefillas kelim though midrabbanan. But even though it's only midrabbanan, it's mechuyev and a bracha. I did check up. What was that guy's name? Who comes here? He comes all the way at the end. You know this? Okay. Anyway, so he asked me he said that his father's a brisker. Posen. So he said his father's a brisker and his father went by a barrel and his father told him not to make a bracha on glass. I looked it up. There's no one who mentions not to make a bracha. The only thing is the Meiri says that he heard that people are saying that you don't have to make a bracha on glass, and he says, Adrabba, vada yimukhif to make a bracha. So that's the only place. What on the mirrors, yeah. So it can't be from there. It's Zichanish the Rambam. So anyway, so I don't know where it comes from not to make a bracha. Okay, so that's glass. The next thing is plastic. Is plastic mechuyev in tefillah? So most peskim, the Chalkes Yaakov, who was Rav Breish from Switzerland, the Yabi Omer from Rav Avadya, the Rav Moshe, the Tzitz Eliezer, all say that why should it be mechuyev? Let's start with the other way. Why should it be mechuyev? Because plastic is comparable to glass. The whole reason why glass has to be toivel is because glass is comparable to metal, because since you can melt it down and put it back together, if glass broke, it's doima to metal, the Gemara says. So they want to tie in a plastic is the same thing, because plastic you can melt and put it, if it breaks or it rips or whatever it is, you can melt it and put it back into shape. It doesn't just disintegrate, at least some plastics. So they want to say, no, just the word is that you can reform the kli with the plastic.
It's what own. Can you put back together?
What?
What can you not put?
What can you not put back together? That's
pottery.
What?
Pottery.
No, but you have to add stuff to it. Here, no, this has to be without adding. If you there, you would have to put it back and melt down the whole thing and redo it. Plastic, you don't have to melt down the whole thing. You just melt it together and it goes back.
Depends on the plastic.
What? Oh, so right, that's what Brick was told. But Lamaisa, so the Shaila is it doima to glass or not? So these four Paiskim, Chalkas Yaakov, Yahim, Tzitzaliyaz, and Ramesha all say all plastic is not Mechliyif and Tefillah. Hayois, it wasn't around the Mei Chazal. Chazal were only Geyser on glass. Who says that we can make up our own Xeris? Ramesha was very into this. That who says we can, sometimes made his own Xeris, but he said, who says we can make our own Gezerah? Because if this would have been around then, we would say that Chazal would have been Geyser on this too? Mei Chataisi. So all these Paiskim, that's one reason that they say that. It's not. It was never. They were never goyzer. Number two is that plastic is not mekabel tumah. So many poskim say that we compare tumah v'tara, the tefillas came to tumah v'tara, and just like klapi tumah, a plastic kli is not mekabel tumah. So too klapi tefillas kelim is not mechayiv in tefillah. It doesn't have a shame kli because of the type of material. I don't know tumah v'tara, so I can't. Because it's not. It doesn't have a shame kli. Plastic for some reason doesn't have shame kli. I don't know exactly why, but that's what they hold. Now the Minchas Yitzchak Lamaisa says, "Hey yois, it's a machlikis. It's a shaila. Maybe it is daim. Maybe it's not daim." So he says you should be toivel without a bracha. Now, Berkowitz, I know, always says that it depends on what type of plastic. If it's a hard type of plastic that when you melt it you could put it back together, so that is mechuyev in tefillah because that's daim to glass. Is without a bracha also, he says. But if it's the plastic, like a plastic bottle or plastic cup, right? A chad pami cup. You drink from it, though, there's plastic. If you melt it, it disintegrates. It's gone, right?
Oh, it's chad pami regardless. You're using it once and then throwing it out.
That's a different shell. That's what they're talking about. But let's say if someone would hold that a chad pami is mechuyev in tefillah. Okay, or a bottle, a bottle where the bottles, Mayetan bottles or Engedi, what all these bottles you can reuse. People do reuse it; it's very normal. So these bottles, which when you melt it, they don't melt down. You could reform it. You can put it back together. If it gets a hole in it, you could just melt it, and the hole will seal up. You
they
can press. Okay, so you can do other things with it. So therefore, it have a shame. It would be damaged to glass. It would be damaged to glass, and it would be mechayiv and tefillah. That's what I work with. So the mice, I think, the minhag ha'olam is that we don't that they don't have a plastic. I would be surprised if he wouldn't. I think he does. He told me.
Is it a sport bottle? The sheep of the others, or that's explained as non-slalom.
What? I think that's how he. No, that's how he holds, because no one else brings down that chiluk. So that's with plastic. Now the question is, what happens if you have a kli that's mixed? Sometimes you have glass mixed together with earthenware, which charis is not mechuyev in tefillah. We'll get in a minute to see what about if they're glazed, that they call it glazirat. It's called in Shulchan Aruch. But so if it's mixed, and it depends on the percentage. Meaning, if it's roiv glass, it's mechuyev and tefillah with a bracha. If it's not roiv glass, it's roiv of the other min, it's not mechuyev and tefillah at all. Now, a very common shaila is kelim that are covered, that are sprayed glass, or sometimes they have like a coating of glass on it. Is that mechuyev? So first of all, it's a big machlokes rishonim. There's basically a three-way machlokes in the rishonim, whether if it goes in like from mikatze lakatze, either they both sides have to be covered in order for it to be chayiv. If one or the other is not, then it doesn't need tefillah. It has to be only just if it's in the inside, that's a machayiv. But if it's only on the outside, it would not be machayiv. And there are those who say that even if it's either or, even if it's only on the outside, then it's also mechuyif in tefillah. Ma'is the Mechaber paskins that if it's covered in the inside, if it's coated on the inside, that's mechuyif tefillah. The pashtus, the mashmais, the Mechaber, even with the bracha. That the coat, that as long as it's coated on the inside, it's mechayif tefillah. The Ramah says that if it's coated on the inside, it's mechayif tefillah, but without a bracha. Because the Ramah is chayshish for the tzad that holds that you have to have both. So, the big shayla comes up is China. Right, China is, I think, nowadays it's called spray glass or something like that, where they spray a coating of glass on it. And Be'etzim, you could really tell how thin the coating is, because if you turn the plate over, on the bottom there's like a round rim, and you'll see that rim is not coated. And I don't know why, but when it's flat down, they seem to be to spray it when it's like that, I guess. And that coating, you'll see how thick the coating is. It's an extremely, extremely thin coating of glass on. So the question is this mechuyif in tefillah? So the shach, so these are with glass. That's the shach. Meaning all the rishonim were talking about when it was covered with metal. So you could have said that because it's covered with something that's a d'oraisa, so therefore, even though it's not made the ikr kli, meaning what's the shach? It's not the ikr kli. It's only a coating. So you could have said that where the coating is a d'oraisa, then you have to be tevel it. But if the coating is not a d'oraisa, the coating is only d'rabbanan, which is glass, who says you have to be tevel it? So the shach is mefurish. The shach over there in Kuf Chav, Sifkan Beis, writes that if it's coated in glass, it's mechayiv in tefillah. The Shevet Alevi says, he just entertains that thought. He just says, the shchiddush of the shach is that you could have said it's a gzera l'gzera, because toivling glass is a derabbanah. And now something that's covered, mashmais the rishayinim, is also a derabbanah. So to say on a double gzera, who says that we're going to be gzera? Says, afal pikein, you should be toivling without a bracha. Amaisa Rabbi Blumenkrantz's book, the Hilchos Pesach book, he writes over there that since it's only spray coated with glass, therefore anything that's coated with glass does not need tefillah, because it's just a very, very thin coating. It's not ikar hakli. That's what they say. Rabbi Belsky was of the opinion that you should be tefillah without a bracha. I know that I've asked Rav Bick many times, and Rav Bick told me that it's not mechayiv in tefillah. I don't know if I didn't really. It's hard to ask Rav Bick why he holds what, because you might get your head bitten off if he's in not such a good mood. So, but he I know all the time anything that's earthenware, he told me, doesn't need tefillah even if it's covered with glass. Okay.